Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is Brian the Bear. I'm here
Brian
with...
Brian the Carnivore of Cub Cunt.
Oh, God. Not that again.
and the question...
Yes, we're here at Parliament
Q
House.
Q for short.
This is our little night out. For lack of a better reason, we decided we wanted to go out and go to some karaoke. And we decided we'd interview some people about their favorite comic book experiences.
A night out with Flame On. Finding all the nerds at karaoke.
And surprisingly, a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Kinda, like,
some of them
surprised.
Have been reading comics longer than I have.
Well, they're probably also double your age. Almost. So, you know, it's just the two of us. Jared threatened to show up. I don't think he will, though. Eric and Oral say hi. They'll be back very soon when we have our next regular episode, which should actually be out in a few weeks. But, yeah, no, enjoy this little look behind the geeky subculture at Parliament House. I've got Bob... Hey, here. How are you?
I'm good.
We were just hanging out in between songs at karaoke, and we were talking about comics, and Bob was reminding me about some of the Disney books that he used to read as a kid, and you said it was like a book of the month club?
It was. It was a subscription that you could get, and my grandparents used to get it for me faithfully for every Christmas or birthday, I can't remember now, and once a month in the mail, a new comic would come, a Disney comic. I believe they were all Mickey-based, although all the other characters were in the story.
Was like
as well.
There a Scrooge McDuck one at some point? There, or?
You know what? I believe that you could actually get different series. Now,
okay.
I might not be 100% positive about that.
Okay.
I think my grandparents always got me the Mickey Mouse series.
Okay.
But there definitely were Scrooge McDuck comics.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, I definitely had Scrooge McDuck. Really, all the characters had comics. It was the first place that I actually saw Horse Collar and Clarabelle.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, they were in a comic. They really were quite good, and I saved them for the longest time.
Now, you also said that you occasionally pick up another superhero book, a Batman, a Superman kind of thing. So really, you kind of preferred the DC, sort of like those kind of characters? Or did you ever read any of the Marvel characters? Or?
Not so much.
Yeah.
I would say I was much more a Superman. Well, I really wasn't a superhero
person. So Men in Underwear was more your thing.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand.
Men in Underwear, that's right.
Now, recently, you know, we've had a lot of comic book heroes kind of start to come out. We've had different gay characters. One of them we talked about earlier, Kevin Keller, of course, from Archie Comics.
Uh-huh.
Archie was one of your favorites growing up, too, right?
I loved Archie.
Yeah.
I loved Archie and the whole gang. I loved to read their comics. Of course, there were no gay characters then, but...
No. Well, Jughead, I always thought, was a little borderline.
Okay, well...
If he didn't have the food, he probably would have gone for the penis.
He was definitely strange, but...
Yeah.
But I did enjoy them. And I thought, at the time, that they were relatable. I mean, they were relatable in the fact that they went through things that you would go through, and I'm going to have to admit now that I probably was still reading comics in high school, but that you would go through in high school.
Oh, that's terrible. How could you admit that? Right? I'm a 36-year-old adult male, and I read comic books.
Somehow it's okay now. It wasn't so okay then.
The industry has aged with us. It's kind of weird.
That's true.
Now, when you read Archie, were they the little digest size, or were they actually the full issue size?
They were the full issue size. Okay, although I have seen the little digest
size. Well, that's what I grew up on. See, that's what's so funny, and I don't know now if they were reprints or if they were new issues, but I would get them, my mom would get them at the grocery store,
right,
and they'd be the smaller digest size, and that's what I grew up on. And so it's amazing that Archie has been around. We were talking about this. They're such strong characters that they've been around since at least, what, the 50s, I believe?
Right. You know? Oh, yeah, easily.
And still to this day, they're some of the most actually socially progressive stories out there. And they're not superheroes. They are relatable, especially now by having gay characters and other things. I mean, it's remarkable that they are still alive and are so successful.
I would say, right.
Would you like to introduce yourself the proper way?
Oh. Hey everybody, Chantel Riche, how you doing?
Chantel is a fabulous drag queen here in Orlando. If you are from Orlando, you've probably seen her at, Bananas?
Bananas Diner, yep. I'm sitting there carrying on the gospel Sunday mornings. I host a Broadway night Tuesdays. They added me to Saturday nights, yeah. And then I'm eating tater tots on Wednesdays.
What, tater tots?
They're loaded tater tots are delicious. Oh, and you would have interest. They have a new Widowmaker hot dog. It's a pound of fries, a pound of beans, and a 22-inch dog.
That's insane. And why do you think I would like that? What are you saying?
Exactly.
I don't understand this.
Sexy bears like to eat.
That's true. We like long, cylindrical, meat-shaped objects. Anyway, so we're just, you know, having a night out, the question and I, hanging out at some karaoke, and we're kind of curious about comic book experiences you might have had as a younger you, as a young drag queen. Who were some influential superhero figures that you saw on TV or you read or whatever?
Well, I think actually for me it's Rid, because that was before I knew drag was actually an option. So even though I desperately wanted to go and buy the Wonder Woman underoos, I never did. Fortunately, I had an older sister who had clothes that I could dress up in when no one was looking. But I always, actually as a child, had a strange fantasy to be the love child of Wonder Woman and Superman.
Oh.
That way I figured I was going to get an invisible jet, lots of jewelry, but still could fly on my own.
Nice.
Wait, why would you need an invisible jet if you could fly?
Well, why need a car if you can walk?
Okay.
This is true.
You can
probably the most succinct explanation of Wonder Woman's invisible jet I've ever
heard.
That
was awesome, yeah.
So did you...
We've been trying to figure that out for years.
Exactly.
Well, because she could fly at air currents as well, but if there's no wind, she couldn't fly.
So it was like a glider? Oh, you mean when she flew. So did you watch the show, or did you read the comics, or what was your experience?
I did both. I actually collected the comics back then.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I sure did. And, I remember Linda Carter on television as the first padded woman I could ever remember. loved watching her. Loved it when they would take us to Paradise Island. But I collected the comic books, and you know, Wonder Woman was not one that I know people who are obsessed with Wonder Woman, but I remember there was a comic that came out in which they revealed she had a black twin sister named Nubia.
Oh, wow.
And she was the Wonder Woman in Africa, and they went back to origins. You know, the writers take liberties. They went back and said that they left out the part that when her mother was molding her out of white clay, next thing she did, she molded another daughter out of black clay. But because the gods breathed life into Diana first, she became queen of the Amazons, and then Nubia got kidnapped by... God of War, Ares.
This sounds like some lost plot from Aida.
Oh my gosh, it was fabulous. But I just followed it all, and I remember back then, I'm like, oh, so there's the black Wonder Woman. Yay, I'll be her instead.
That's fabulous. Did you ever dress up as her?
I actually, when I first started doing drag, that was one of my first talent numbers, was turning into Wonder Woman on stage.
No, so you spun, and did you do like some kind of like lens flare kind of thing for the orb.
I had three thugs come on stage. They've been attacking me. It was too holding out for a hero.
Oh, my God.
And I got mugged at the very beginning of it. And then I'm just sitting there just doing good old drag up into the thrills of the Chosen Reigns. And then the thugs came out, and they tried to capture me with this tarp. And, of course, I did the spin and dropped down. And then I'm immediately ripping off everything, and then I'm popping right back up. And I had just enough time to slip the tiara on, and then I beat up everybody up on stage.
Did you have the bracelets and everything?
Do,
like, the bullet stuff? Like, oh, my God.
That sounds awesome.
The lasso of truth. And rep-
I still have it on videotape.
No. Get out. I got to see that sometime. Oh, my God. So, other than Wonder Woman... were there any other comics you liked? Like,
wait, I want to know, did you ever have sex in costume?
No.
We get asked that all the time, so I thought
true. That's actually true.
The lasso would make a great accessory, you know?
But for a queen, that's so messy, because there's makeup all over the pillow. No, I don't. And I'm not going to begrudge anybody who, with their fantasies, go on, get yours, but that's not for me.
No, too messy. So, yeah, other superheroes or comic books you collected as a kid?
Comics for me were a huge escapism. I actually was, I mean, I was a big DC fan, even though Marvel was the hot comic back then. I still stayed very loyal to DC. And then I liked Harvey Comics a lot. Richie Rich. I grew up poor, and so it was just so fun to fantasize in that world.
Right. Did you read any Archie comics at all?
Yes.
You know about the gay Archie now? They have Kevin Keller, the gay guy at Riverdale, or one of the maybe two people they've shown that's gay in Riverdale?
You remember, I don't know if a lot of people know this, Wolverine originally was a gay character.
What?
No way.
You go back and you look at the initial issues,
uh-huh.
and he makes reference to being gay and being interested in a man, and it didn't go over as well as they thought, so they just let it quietly fade
out. Wow.
You're kidding.
I got to go back and dig up some of those old issues.
You know, he has a son now, and his name's Dakin, right?
Dakin Dokken.
And he's bisexual, and he can, like, seduce people as this mutant power to get what he wants.
And then alternate universe in Extreme X-Men, there's a Wolverine that is gay in
one. And he's fucking Hercules.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh,
I know. did you ever read X-Men or any of that stuff?
I didn't get into them. Grant, I knew of Spider-Man because you just can't not spoil Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But no, I really was loyal to DC. And the new Teen Titans were a huge hit for me for a while. I don't know if you remember the miniseries Amethyst. Queen of Gemworld?
Yes, in fact, they just brought her back.
I can tell you right now, in my house, I have every issue.
Oh,
mother just sent all of my comic collection from Iowa to me.
Oh my gosh. How many boxes is it? Like, or is it?
Five, six.
Like those long, or are they just like regular boxes?
Good old UPS.
Oh my gosh. You need to go through that. You might have some amazing things in there. Other than the gym, you know.
Well, I've thought about that because honestly, they're just collecting dust. And back then, I didn't collect comics to be a collector. I just kept them because I liked them. But I'm to the point now where if someone else can enjoy them, and then I can take the money and enjoy something else with it,
right.
I would in a heartbeat.
I don't know how much you'll find because, like, it's kind of sad right now. But you should go back and just look. You might have some nice, like, rare, especially if you like sort of the obscure stuff. That's what's hard to come by now.
Tales from the Crypt.
Actually, the EC stuff actually might be. Depends on how good a condition it is. The reason I asked about X-Men, of course, is one of our guys on our show, Eric, he is a big Jean Grey fan, the Phoenix. And as is Pat, you know, our friendly bearskin rug, he's a huge Jean Grey fan. So, you know, it's one of those things, a lot of gay men, they like the Jean Grey. So Superman and Wonder Woman are actually an item now? They're dating?
Oh, it's about time.
I know, right?
You're making your wish.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny.
I love that.
I have a little weird
baby. I think what got me, though, is I grew up on a certain artist, and I can't remember, I don't even know the name of the artist in D.C., but right when they switched the artist and the graphics changed so drastically.
Neil Adams.
I was just like,
I'd be my guess.
I couldn't embrace it.
More realistic? Is that what happened?
More,
muscly.
Harsh.
Okay.
It wasn't as cartoony. It seemed like almost a darker graphic.
Like Todd McFarlane, kind of?
Yeah, what year were you thinking around?
Oh,
well, if you don't want to date yourself, it's okay.
I already said I read Archie and DC and Harvey.
Archie's still going. That. They're all still going. Actually, I think Harvey may not be.
Yeah, but I don't know. Harvey put out some weird thing. I mean, like Captain Carrot,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like an H for Hero. I can't tell you how many superheroes.
They brought that back.
K-Rot?
Oh, yeah.
Captain Carrot.
Yeah. They brought
he's back.
Yeah, he's back and Dial H for Hero's back.
Ooh. No, but like you
they're
said.
They're running out of ideas.
Some would agree with you.
Yeah. So, with all like the big movies that are coming out, like every superhero movie that comes out is a new blockbuster. Do you have any like favorite movies that have come out?
I loved X-Men. I did watch those. I'm more upset that they couldn't come to an amicable partnership with Joss Whedon to do Wonder Woman.
I know. And look at him now. Look at him now. He's doing amazing things with the Avengers.
And that was just, that's just so sad. Wonder Woman is the next iconic superhero movie. And they don't even realize people are still jonesing for a strong, powerful female figure. Because look at Xena and Buffy.
Yep.
Yeah, they weren't necessarily comics, but they still fell in that genre to a point that this nation still wants that. And there's still a lot of people in love with Wonder Woman. And
absolutely.
I think the first person that finally gets that production up right, they're going to have the same reaction as they did when they got Jennifer Hudson to do Dreamgirls.
Well, you know, they did a pilot for Wonder Woman as a TV show. And David E. Kelly, who did Ally McBeal and some of those other shows, did it. And, like, they have it online. You can find it.
Oh, I'll watch that tomorrow.
It's not the worst thing ever. It's actually got moments that are kind of cool, you know, but it just didn't, the
and
networks didn't go
actually,
for it.
You know, Smallville?
Yeah.
They're going to make a TV show called Amazon.
That's right.
It's about before she becomes Wonder Woman.
So back on Paradise Island.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now I got
But see, that's still, I don't know if that's, like, gone past the pilot stage.
No, either. It hasn't.
Yeah, so
actually,
that could be.
They passed on it, but it might go to fall. But anyways,
So, if you're interested, though, Arrow right now, if you like Green Arrow, remember Ollie Queen?
Uh-huh.
They have a show called Arrow right now, and the new Green Arrow is pretty hot. I don't remember the actor's name, but Jack Barrowman from Torchwood is in it, and a bunch of other people, Doctor Who alumni. But, well, thank you so much
you're
for this.
Welcome.
This was a pleasure, and I'm so glad to hear that you are even geekier than I ever gave you credit for.
Geek and chic, they go together.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I've got Umberto here. Hello, Umberto.
Hello.
A listener of the show, not just some random person we found passing by. we're interested in some of the earliest comic book memories that you might have growing up, your first time reading a book. What was it? Was there anything significant about when you read it or, you know?
Okay. Actually, the first book I actually read was a Fantastic Four. It was about 1965, 1964, and it was at my cousin's house. My cousins had just come over from Cuba, and I guess they were using the comics as a way of learning English and reading English and all this. And I remember it being Fantastic Four, and I want to say it's the Invasion of the Mole Men, because I had horrible nightmares after that.
Well, that's like, I think, the first or second issue of Fantastic Four, just to put it in perspective, because they, early on, that was one of the first villains that they fought.
Yeah, it's the number one cover, right?
Yeah, the number, it's a very famous cover.
Okay.
So, anyway, to put that in perspective, not to date you, but just so you appreciate.
Just a little. But I remember reading it, because mom was a big deal on education, so I had all the Dr. Seuss books, and here was something.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time.
For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I was reading on my own, so she was happy. And basically, they had like a little stack, and I was excited because we left, and we were coming back again the following weekend, and I figured I'd go through another one in the stack, except I found out that at some point my cousins had decided to use it as toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. What? That's pretty shitty. Had to do that. So basically this now would have been $1,000 or some kind of really expensive, you know, nice comic if it had been kept in good shape.
Yeah. Yes.
Ultimately, you know, covered in feces.
And down in the New York City sewer system with gators, with the albino gators and all that good stuff.
The mole people and all this other crazy stuff.
Yes, and the mole people.
So, so that was your earliest experience. Now, I know that you still read comics.
Yes, I do.
Like the rest of us poor, deluded, obsessive fans.
Yes.
What right now would you say is one of your favorite ongoing books that you like?
I would have to say Earth 2 of the New 52, because it's really different. It's old characters re-envisioned.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a gay superhero in the DC universe that hasn't died or had something horrible happen to
him. Well, actually, you know, he did.
Yeah, well.
Other than losing his boyfriend, you know, right before he's proposing to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, no. So you've been pleased with that. I mean, did you ever read the old, like, JSA books? And
yes, okay. I did. Okay. Another old memory. There was a while back where DC was reissuing some of the older stories, some of the older characters, like the Jay Garrick Flash and Doctor Strange and the Green Lantern with Alan Scott.
Yep.
And it was like, okay. And juxtapositioning the two as, okay, this is what it was back in the 30s and
40s. Right, Golden Age versus Silver Age kind of thing.
Yeah, and the fact that now he was a test pilot and all this good stuff. And it was very interesting because it also gave me a neat perspective as to what was going on, because a lot of the 30s and 40s stuff was pre-comic code.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stuff I was reading at the time was comic code, because I remember there was a big stink because there was a Green Arrow comic that people refused to carry because Speedy was shooting up heroin.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
that was
the aptly named Speedy.
I mean, and it got worse later because he had a regression back to drug use again.
Oh.
And more of that kind of craziness, like on a cat or some crazy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember reading about that?
Like, is that the one Green Arrow smacked him?
I think so. It was after that terrible Prometheus. They went and killed Prometheus. Cry for Justice. Anyway. Yeah, so he's like shooting up heroin over a cat or something. It's just fucked up.
A cat?
Yeah, yeah. No, there was a cat involved. It was bizarre. So you like Earth 2.
Yes.
But speaking of Earth 2, it's written by James Robinson.
Yeah.
Is he gay? I'm pretty sure.
On
his Twitter, it says, like, I'm a writer, blah, 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 and it ends with that it was that he's a power bottom.
No way. Does it really?
Yes.
That's hilarious. I've never noticed that.
Ask me why I know that.
Why do you know that?
I reviewed one of his comic books, and he, like, quoted me and said I was full of shit on Twitter. And he, like, tagged me in it and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That sounds like a bitch. Like, a total bitch.
So I was like, oh, then I saw a powerbottom. I was like, oh, okay, I forgive him.
Well, what's interesting about him is he's very famous for the Starman books, which were fantastic. And then he took over JLA towards the end of the last DC iteration, and it really wasn't very good. It was kind of like maligned across the board.
Wait, JLA or JSA?
JLA.
Oh, okay.
Justice League of America. So then he did a couple other books that weren't very good, but he has that Michael Thomas guy, the new Starman, who's also gay, and that's a good story for, you know, gay people. It's, you know, whatever. But he actually did the script to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie.
Oh, really?
That's another thing he wrote that was almost universally panned, you know.
Although so, I liked it, but you know.
Well,
I enjoyed it, but I kept going, oh look, it's Victorian X-Men.
Ah, you're right. That's actually really funny, and the movie made it even more blatant. I mean, the book wasn't. But so, what other I forgot. You pretty much mainly DC, or do you still do some Marvel?
I do Marvel and DC.
What's your favorite Marvel book right now?
I really enjoyed all the Avengers versus X Men.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that
well, really?
Well, I just—it's been a mixed bag. You know what I mean?
Oh no, the one where Thor goes up against Emma Frost, and that whole exchange where it's like, "Yeah, I figured somebody who does his hair as much as you do."
You like the bitchy Emma, huh?
Bitchy Emma, and kind of putting Thor in his place.
White Queen.
I wish we'd see a lot more bitchy Emma.
Yeah.
My world and the X-Men's lately has been very devoid of good bitchy Emma. If Brian Bendis is listening, I just want to put it out there. We need more bitchy Emma.
Well, she's going back to black now. Remember Cyclops' team? They're all dressed in, like, black costumes and stuff.
Oh,
and
I didn't realize that was the case. Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So, so you like the... Well, but like, books that are out, like, right now, have you read any of the new Marvel Now stuff, or...?
Not any of the Marvel Now. I've been kind of like
different.
Yeah, I was a big Doctor Strange fan.
Oh, Doctor Strange!
In all the incarnations.
Oh,
except the Vertigo incarnation. That was a little.
The which one?
When they had like the four or five Doctor Stranges all kind of coexisting at the same time.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, okay.
So that's interesting.
There was a Doctor Strange that lived. With Clea.
In Greenwich?
Yeah. Which had, like, no face. And then there was one that was, like, very Vertigo. He had the long, stringy hair, the John Lennon glasses.
Oh, I do remember that. I didn't know they were all simultaneous.
That's what I got.
Weird.
That they were all...
Like, his aspect just split into different...
Yes.
Mm. The last good Doctor Strange story I read was The Defenders by Matt Fraction.
Okay, he didn't like it.
I wouldn't
that
say
that was canceled for a reason.
Well, I wouldn't say overall it was the best story as a group, but I really liked the Doctor Strange beats out of it. And then before that, Brian K. Vaughan actually had one called The Oath, where it's him running around with the night nurse, who is a nurse. That was excellent.
Yes,
that was also really good. Strange,
where she just kind of like, okay, I'll repair the superheroes on the slide, you know.
So, you know, all these comic books, whenever they become movies, it's like one of the biggest movies of the year. Do you have any favorite movies that have come out?
I'm going to say...
Uh-oh.
The Avengers, because for some reason I developed a crush on Jeremy.
Ah, there you go, Hawkeye.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hawk guy.
Yeah, he's Hawk guy, yeah.
I was like, okay...
it's a good movie. Don't be embarrassed by that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so what was your favorite part?
It's split between the Hulk taking Thor and just going...
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Loki.
Yeah, yeah.
Great moment.
Yes. Beauty God. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
What about X-Men stuff? I know a lot of gay men like, Wonder Woman or Spider-Man or whatever, or Jean Grey. Are you a... Given your X-Men versus Avengers thing, are you a Jean Grey fan or not so much?
I was back in the early days, but it's like, she died. I'm heartbroken. Oh, wait, she's back. Oh, she died. She's back. Okay.
Wait, she only died a couple times, though.
Honestly, the grand scheme of deaths and rebirths, they die a lot. They come back a lot. It's nothing.
But she's at the point she's gone beyond being a cat now. It's like
hers is a very famous death, and then it's a very famous rebirth. But she's called the Phoenix. Of course it's going to be.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think Professor X has died just as many times.
Oh,
if not
has.
More.
Oh,
if not more.
So we found ourselves a Sharky here, who, if you... have been paying attention for the last year, remember, was actually at the Gay Days Bear Den with us when we did our Gay Days recording. And I had forgotten that until you reminded me, so...
Yeah, it was fun.
Tell me about your first comic book memory. Like, back when you first saw your very first comic book off of Spindle Rack or wherever you got it from, what was it and what was your experience with it?
Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you go like to a, when it, how'd you get it? Do you remember if it was like
Oh my god, it was like, I don't know if you ever heard of a pick and save.
Yeah, sure.
It was at a pick and
save. So it was on a spindle, like a little circular rack. Awesome.
Wait, what's a pick and save?
It's like a drugstore.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Like Walgreens, kind of like.
Yeah. Something like that. I think my first one was like a Walgreens or something like that. So right. You know, they had the spindle. Did you ever buy a comic off the little circular?
I'm sure I did.
Spinner rack is what they call them. Yeah. You still you don't see them too often, but so you like Spider-Man? Is that something you you stuck with?
Well. I like a lot of superheroes, but yeah. Spider-Man, yeah, I'm fine.
Do you remember what the issue was about?
Oh, my God.
Who was he fighting, or what was he doing?
I think it was the Green Goblin, was it?
Classic.
Yeah,
okay. Figures, it had to be that, because he had the pumpkins and the flaming. He was on.
Oh, was it Green Goblin or Hobgoblin?
It was Hob, no.
No, it was Green Goblin.
It was Green Goblin, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sweet.
That was a long time ago, though.
And then, you've seen the movies, Spider-Man
yes.
movies. Have you been happy with them overall? Did you see the latest one when they rebooted?
It. Yeah. Yeah. I saw the latest one. The guy in it, very cute.
Andrew Garfield. Yeah. I think his name. Yeah.
I think he's a very good Spider-Man.
So he's a lot quippier.
He's
a little
got
like
that look.
Yeah.
He's got that Twilight hair. That
oh
Edward
God.
Hair. I heard he's naked under the spider suit.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Could you tell? Could you like, see?
Well, I can see everything.
So you're not still reading comics, are you?
I do occasionally.
Really?
Do you know the latest thing with Spider-Man?
No.
This
Brace
is
yourself.
Pretty big. Okay.
Brace yourself.
So,
okay.
Dr. Octopus. You know who Dr. Octopus
Doc
is?
Doc,
yeah.
Switched
Doc.
Bodies with Peter Parker. So he is now Peter Parker, and Peter Parker was in his body when he died. Because he was an old man, got beaten in the head too many times. Yeah. So the new Spider-Man is actually Dr. Octopus as Peter Parker with Peter Parker's consciousness in there as well. And it's this whole thing now called Superior Spider-Man.
Okay.
It is bizarre.
It is bizarre.
And entertaining at the same time, but it is weird and totally a different take on everything. So.
Oh, I have to catch up on the comics, man.
It just happened like a month ago, so you know, you're not too far behind.
Yeah.
But, other than Spider-Man, what other superheroes do you like?
Oh, I like Wolverine.
Because you have the arm brace, right, with the X?
Yeah, the Wolverine.
Nice.
Oh my God!
Any DC characters, or do you like stick to the Marvel more?
Superman.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the old, like the original Superman with Christopher Reeves.
Movie. They're making that new Marlon Superman Brandon. Movie this year. What do you
right.
think of that? You see the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer, but I've seen like the outfit.
Oh, it's like kind of a metallic sort of, armor looking
guy.
Alien armor.
The Superman guy is...
Oh, what's his name,
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, he was in The Immortals. Amazing.
Yeah,
when I saw him in that, I'm like, okay, now I get it. And the trailers do look really good. Russell Crowe is Jor-El, which is crazy, you know?
Really?
Yeah. You don't like Russell Crowe? Well, Kevin Costner is playing his dad, Pa Kent.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't remember who Ma Kent is, if it's any famous, but...
Yeah, is it like Sally, whatever?
No, that was
Spider-Man. Yeah.
So kind of the classic ones.
Did you hear the new... do you have any favorite villains for Spider-Man? Because they just announced
Venom.
The new... Oh, Venom? Yeah.
Yeah, I love Venom.
What did you make of Topher Grace Venom in Spider-Man 3?
I don't know. I don't know how I felt about that.
I think most people were kind of like, what I wanted.
I think it was too much going on in that movie, too. They had too much, you know, Sandman.
Yeah.
And
they had, what was it, Harry was a goblin as well. And then there was Venom. And...
I do like him. I like him in that movie, too.
Yeah, any other Spider-Man villains, though, that you really liked? You found
Venom, Carnage.
Oh. Carnage. So you like those kind of...
Yeah.
So what was the new Spider-Man that's coming out, like, next year or whatever?
Yeah.
Who's the main villain of the announced?
It's Jamie Foxx as Electro, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they just announced, I couldn't believe this, but apparently it's been confirmed that Paul Giamatti is going to be the Rhino.
I thought that was a joke.
That's
apparently,
pretty cool. I think he'd be a good Rhino.
He was good as the villain in the Hulk movie, the second Hulk movie. Wasn't he the...
He was not in
no, that.
That
wasn't him. That was
that
another
was
guy.
That was Blomkist.
Yeah.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah,
lied to be that.
Short guy, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Superman, are there any, like, characters you watched growing up or read growing up that you thought were like either maybe secretly gay or you wish they were? Or, you know,
I know.
Any kind of fantasy?
Probably like Batman and Robin, maybe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good Batman and Robin pictures out there.
Thinking.
In fact, there's an exhibit coming up, I think maybe even this weekend. It's Batman and Robin. Batman on Robin, I think is what they call it.
Ah.
And it's Rick Worley who did the bunnies and the bottoms and the twinks as bunnies. The one you told me about. It's this graphic novel. Ooh. Rick Worley.
Oh, it's called like A Complete Waste of Time or something?
And it's this guy who, he loves drawing twinks, especially when they're tied up. Oh. And he anthropomorphizes himself as a bunny. And so it's like this kind of like Harvey Pekar, very self-reflective, like, this is my life kind of comic. But he's always drawing twinks and they're tied up and it's weird.
Like stories about himself, but he draws himself as a bunny.
Yeah.
Having sex with an actual human, like, twink.
Yeah. It's it's really good, actually. It's weird, but it's really good. Anyway, so he has an exhibit called Batman and Robin. Yeah. Batman on Robin.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
in San Francisco.
Oh, I love San Francisco.
X-Men, are you big into X-Men at all? Or,
Wolverine?
Oh, Wolverine. Oh, yeah. Any other X-Men that you
Yeah, the Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
See, we're wondering.
I've been fishing for that all day.
One of our people on our show, Eric, is he considers himself to be Jean Grey. And then Pat, of course, has a bit of a Phoenix obsession, too.
Oh, does he really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So if you really want to, you know, if you do one of your... So for those of you who don't know, we're at Barrioke, and Sharky, every time he comes to Barrioke that I've seen, comes with his song list... drawn in this gorgeous
I haven't done that in a while.
Really?
Yeah, I've just been giving them like a
he loves those
version.
They're amazing and they really are quite like they're not just I'm not just flattering, they're really nice. You do a nice job.
Thank you.
And if you incorporated like the Phoenix into one of them, you'd probably make his day, you know what I'm saying? Because he
I might just do that.
He's a big Phoenix fan.
I didn't know.
So hopefully he doesn't hear this and it's a surprise. But
so let's find a bar.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.